Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Thanks for helping me celebrate 13 years of the Small Business Advocate Show. We're not the least bit superstitious around here. We'll say it right out loud. We're not like the hotel industry. If we were a hotel, we'd have a 13th floor. My website, by the way, folks, is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter, which, by the way, is now we're celebrating its 11th anniversary of the Small Business Advocate newsletter. Almost 600 consecutive editions of that have gone out, counting the one this week. And all the other things there, thousands of articles and archives and Brain Trust members, lots of stuff that will help you. Smallbusinessadvocate.com. Having a great visit with our good friend, Paul Sarvati. Paul is the founder, CEO, and chairman of Administaff. And Paul, thanks again for joining me. Thanks for helping me celebrate our anniversary. One of the things, as everyone knows, we have some political changes in Washington, D.C. lately. As you look across the political landscape out there, what do you think this last election will mean for small business owners on Main Street?
Well, what it really means for business owners right now is that you need to be watching the right ball, because instead of watching what goes on in the legislature, which it appears will be fairly tied up and probably not much will get through. It's more of a stalemate scenario, but we've got to watch the regulatory environment.
Yeah.
And that's where you're going to see a lot of continuation of what we saw the last couple of years in terms of regulation on business.
Well, you're exactly right. And as you know, Paul, very well, this is your world. It costs small business owners double what it costs a big company per employee to comply with regulations.
Well, no question about it. In fact, if you just look at the health insurance reform and the very first steps that have been initiated, there's a perfect example, because the carrier mandates that were passed in the health care reform law, you know, things like having no annual limit on benefits, no pre-existing condition exclusion,
right,
extending benefits to dependents up to age 26, those type of things have been included in big company plans previously, but are generally elements that were in small business plans. And so that immediately added anywhere from 4 to 9% of premium cost for small businesses.
But wait a minute, Paul. I thought this health care reform bill was supposed to rein in costs. Did I miss something?
Well, that only works in a world where adding benefits is free, and we haven't found that place
what
yet.
What color is the sky in that world? Have you found out?
Probably pink. I'm not
probably,
sure.
It's probably paisley. No, I think it's paisley. That's the color. Paul, speaking of the health care bill, what are the chances? I mean, as far as I'm concerned, it needs to be eliminated. It needs to be repealed, put out of our misery, whatever. What are the chances that will happen, do you think? And if not, what do you think will happen?
Well, I think it to completely repeal it is a real long shot and would take quite a bit of time, and I think the likelihood's fairly low. We don't have a good track record in our system of government to repeal anything that has been passed. But, you know, it's funny how they name these bills kind of the opposite of what they end up doing. This one's called the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act, and it appears to not have much protection for patients, and certainly is the opposite effect in terms of affordability.
Well, so you know, I guess they could defund it. That's one thing they could do. It could be declared unconstitutional through the state attorneys general and the Supreme Court ultimately. That could be one way of getting rid of it, couldn't it?
Yeah, there are certainly several options out there, and I think one of the ones that is maybe not as well known is how piece by piece you can either defund or just bring tremendous congressional pressure to bear on the regulatory aspects and bring them before Congress. And,
right.
You know, because there's so many panels and boards and commissions in this law, it's just ridiculous. And all those need oversight, and well, you have to watch it. The devil be in the details.
Well, Paul, I've just made you president of the United States for an indefinite period. What would you do with it? You have the power to do whatever you want to health care. What would you do?
Well, I would certainly repeal this bill.
Yeah.
It was not developed in a way that we can be proud of as a nation in terms of actually identifying the core issues and coming up with the make sense way to resolve them. I think all Americans want and deserve affordable health care. And so in order to pass that along, we have to look at what drives cost. I don't think we want to limit innovation and the technology that helps us live a healthier life, but we that has to get paid for. We should use the principles of incentive to bring costs down. We should deal with the reforms around malpractice and insurance costs within the system that drive costs up and that cause a lot of excess care for patients,
right,
that you really don't want.
Couldn't we have that?
Getting all those tests.
Couldn't we have that if Americans became more healthcare consumers and less healthcare patients?
Yes, but you know that's a lot easier to say than it is to execute on, because as soon as it's you.
Yeah.
In there, then you want to make sure everything's done. And actually, you want to make sure everything's done that your doctor wants done.
Well, no, I agree. But that
doesn't doctor make those choices.
But that doesn't mean I can't negotiate with the doctor for my fee, though. That's what I'm talking
absolutely.
About.
Oh, absolutely.
Hey,
absolutely.
Paul, hold on to that thought. Paul Sarvati, folks, is our guest. He's the chairman, the founder of Administaff. He and I will be right back. He's one of the great entrepreneurial success stories. He's going to talk to us about that after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.